God desires you be blessed with the blessing. God's desire in the very beginning when he created man was to bless man. In Genesis 1:28, it tells us God blessed Adam and Eve. God's desire is that you live in the blessing realm all of the time, nonstop, continuously, and all the days of your life. God's word tells us in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it truly makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, and neither does toiling increase it. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, you see that it is God's priority to see his children blessed, because when we are blessed, then others want to know who our God is, because he is a blessing God who blesses his children. God's blessings are not like the world's blessings, because it has no sorrow with it, but has joy and joy and more joy. And so your whole life with the blessing will have complete joy. We see this in the life of Abraham. And Genesis 24:1 tells us, Abraham was old, and Jehovah had blessed Abraham in all things, everything, in every aspect of his life. This is what God wants for us, to be absolutely blessed in all things, from the beginning to the end of our life. Israel were slaves in Egypt for over 400 years. But with the blessing working for them, for favor, God got them out and then gave them commands so that the blessing would keep working for them, because sin would stop the blessing. In Deuteronomy 30, God is preparing his people to go into Canaan, the land of abundance, and a land rich in blessing. And the Lord God gives them, as well as us, a choice of either life and prosperity or death and adversity, because he has set these choices before them and us. So let's read about it in Deuteronomy 30:19. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. That's the New Living Translation. He is telling us, he is giving us a choice of whether we want to live in the blessing realm, because that's what he created us for, or choose the curse, which is the death realm. We make the choice, and not God. The blessing realm is the realm of God and the realm of his goodness and his promise to us. God tells us how to live in this blessing realm in Deuteronomy 30, verse 16. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land into which you go to possess. To live in this blessing realm, we just follow God's ways and obey him. But if we disobey him, then we will be living in the curse realm of adversity, hardship, and death. That's why I say, bad things happen to good people. We have to follow God, and we have to obey God. Obey his word. Today we find people hate the word obedience. We lived in an entitlement generation that doesn't like discipline of any kind. Obedience in the word of God is God telling us to comply with his ways, because this is where the blessing is. Everyone has a free will to obey or disobey God, and God will love you, but the consequence in your life will be what the curse will give you. So you choose to disobey God, and you will get the consequence of the curse. You choose obedience and the blessing, and you will get the consequence of life and blessing. So the only way you can get blessing and life is to love and obey God, doing things His way. Why? Because God is the creator of life. God wants us to live by His instruction manual for life, and we will live and be blessed. And that's the only way to life and blessing. I pray today that you choose obedience to God, because obedience leads to life and blessing.